Hello and welcome back to the Audacity Academy. I am your host, Sarah Falciani, and today I want to talk about self-care. Self-care, doing more of the things that we love and creating a life that just feels really good to us and feels really good for us too. This has been on my mind heavily lately, so let's get into it. So we all have this idea of what self-care is, right? It's been packaged and commercialized and sold to us in a pretty pink box for years. This idea of Friday nights on the couch with your best friend. Eating good food, drinking a glass of wine, and talking without a care in the world. Self-care as bubble baths, as eye masks, as trips to the spa, as massages, as satin pajamas, as journaling. And that's wonderful. I've got no beef with that. What I came to have an issue with over the years is this idea that self-care is something that needs to be earned or something that we do at the end of a long week. Or when we're so burned out that we don't really have a choice and we absolutely have to focus on taking care of ourselves. That's more what I have an issue with. We've all been conditioned to a certain extent, especially in the US, for hustle culture. Hustle, produce, compete, achieve. Don't ask for more. Be grateful for what you have, but also simultaneously never settle. Always be chasing, otherwise, you're a piece of shit. If you're not first, you're last. Don't set boundaries. Don't take time off, because if you do, you might lose, you might get behind. Your weekend's off and your 5 p.m. come, and sure, on paper, that's technically your time, but we're going to set it up so that you have so much on your plate and we've conditioned you to sacrifice so much. That we're going to make sure that if you have the audacity to take your time for yourself, that you're going to get behind. So when you come back on Monday morning, when you come back to this, I'm going to punish you. You're punished. We're conditioned for that kind of mentality. That if we take time for ourselves or we rest or we pour into ourselves first, that we're selfish and lazy. And that's like the adult version of a monster under the bed. Don't be called selfish and lazy. You don't want to have it written anywhere that you are selfish and lazy. You're not going to get a job if someone perceives you as selfish and lazy. You're a bad partner if you're selfish and lazy. You're a bad parent if you're selfish and lazy. Selfish and lazy is the worst thing you could possibly perceive as being, right? It is. It's the adult version of a fucking boogeyman. You don't want to be perceived as selfish and lazy because you are not going to get rewarded for that. That is the perception that we have. But let me tell you, research has repeatedly shown over and over and over and over again. I've studied this in one master's degree that I've completed, and I've studied this in another master's degree that I'm almost done with. That when people feel supported, cared for, like their cup is full, they feel taken care of, whole nine yards, their productivity is better. They produce more. They're better people. They're happier people. It's repeatedly been shown. Research has shown this again and again and again and again and again. It's there. The science is there. The research is there. There's no denying it. But if we want our circumstances to change, we want our businesses to not burn us out so much. We want our jobs to not burn us out so much, our careers in general. We want our relationships to be healthier and more balanced. We want our relationships with our kids to be more balanced and healthy. If we want our circumstances to change, again, we're going to bring it back to manifestation, right? We're the ones who are creating our reality. We can't keep waiting for our circumstances to change to then take care of ourselves. We have to take accountability and responsibility for the creation of our reality, and we have to go, this is my life. Now, regardless of what our beliefs are about afterlives and heaven, hell, and energy and souls and all that, we all can be on the same page about the fact that we have a finite amount of time in this body and this human experience, this lifetime, right? This is our life. Why are we not living it how we want to live it? In accordance with our values and what we feel to be our purpose here on earth. Why are we waiting until retirement to maybe squeeze out 10 or 20 years of us time? Why are we waiting till the kids are out of the house to start focusing on us? Everybody's got different priorities, everybody's got different life circumstances, but it's still you and your life. and you are still entitled to pour into yourself first, not after the job's done, not after the project is done, not after the kids are in college, not after. You are entitled to take care of yourself now. Not on a random Friday night twice a year. Not after you're so burned out that you can't see straight and you're sick and your body literally tells you you need to take care of yourself. Not after that person, your partner, leaves you because you're a workaholic. Not after. Not after, not after, not after. This whole win-lose, I have to lose if I want everyone else to win. And if I'm winning, that means somebody else has to lose. That mentality, we need to do away with that mentality. We need to start changing our perception of that. We have to shift it into this idea of yes and win-win. That kind of an idea. Because yes, it's possible. Yes, it's possible. Yes, it's possible. You get to win. And when you win, everybody wins. Because when you win, and you're actually pouring into yourself, not engaging in unhealthy, toxic, escapist behaviors because you're miserable and burned out. Not that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about tanking your liver on a Friday night, every Friday night, because you need to escape your life. That's not what I'm fucking talking about. So please do not take this episode in that direction. I mean, when you're actually pouring into yourself, when you are aware of your needs in all areas, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, with friends, with family, you know what your needs are. And you are prioritizing getting those needs met and pouring into the respective cups when they need to be poured into to top them off. You are prioritizing that. Everybody wins because you are a happier, healthier, more balanced, more productive, more clear-headed person. There is nothing wrong with looking yourself in the mirror and going, wow, this is my life. This is my life, and I am actually entitled to live it in a way that feels really fucking good for me. And a life that feels really fucking good for you is a life that's in alignment with your values and in alignment with your needs. That is going to be the life that feels really fucking good for you. It's not all about instant gratification. It's not about just saying, to hell with my responsibilities, and running away from your responsibilities and going and being a dick. That's not what I'm talking about. A life that feels good. Really and truly, genuinely feels good. I know I've researched this and I have lived this and I've walked this path and I've explored this. Take it from somebody who's done the drinking and the sleeping with a lot of random people and the doing a lot of stupid shit to try to get away from feeling miserable because I was so burned out I couldn't think straight. Take it from the person who was hospitalized from her mental health. I've got life experience and I've got professional and academic experience backing me when I say that a life that is going to feel really fucking good for you is one that is in alignment with your values and one that is in alignment with your needs being met. That is going to be the life that feels really fucking good for you. That has to happen at the baseline. At the base, that has to happen. And then when that has happened, then we can go, okay, what's my purpose here on earth? What's my mission here on earth? I now feel like I have a strong enough foundation. I am being poured into. I feel solid. I feel good. I feel like my cup is full. Now let's look at the fucking world. Now let's look at the areas of opportunity for me to really tap into my strengths and capitalize in my strengths and lean into my strengths and go and do really fucking good shit in this world. Most people don't build that strong foundation and they just go right to, I need to self-sacrifice so I can do good shit in the world. I'm not saying self-sacrifice is never going to be required. That's also not what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's not going to be a time and place for us to put others before ourselves. But you're going to be in a position to make a better judgment call and do that better and produce better results if you have a strong foundation that you get to lean on and a platform that you get to spring off of because you are doing what's best for you the vast majority of the time. You do not have to wait until you're retired to start living a life that you love. You do not have to wait until that project is over for you to start living a balanced and happy life. You do not have to sacrifice yourself, what feels good to you, what feels in alignment for you, your values, your time with your family, your time with your loved ones. You do not have to subscribe to that bullshit if you do not want to. It gets to be a yes and win-win situation. And the way to start changing your circumstances in this area, the way to start really changing your life in this area, is to start changing your perception of what it means to be selfish and lazy, and to start changing your perception of the world and the expectations of you. Start changing your perception of what it means to be a good parent. Start changing your perception of what it means to be a good partner. Start changing your perception of what it means to be a provider. Start changing your perception of what it means to be masculine, feminine, existing in this world, be a good human. We have to start taking accountability for the life that we are living and start changing our perception of what it means to be our idea of a good person, a happy person. Are we looking at people who are living balanced, healthy, amazing lives, careers that they love, happy and healthy relationships, they're enjoying spending time with their kids? Are we looking at them and are we resentful? Are we jealous? Do we cut them down and make judgments and pass judgment and say, well, they had it handed to them. Well, they've got more money, so of course they don't understand what struggle is. Well, they've got these circumstances and these are all of the reasons why they're different from me and I can't feel that way too. Or are we looking at people and going, I'm inspired. I'm inspired. I'm inspired. And I'm learning from, you know, from mistakes that other people have made, and I'm learning from examples, and I'm going, this is how I want to live, and this is what I want to do with money. This is what I want to do with my time. This is what how I want to live. This is what I want to do. All of us, we got to stop hating so much. We got to stop hating and being so resentful and being so bitter. And this sacrifice, hustle, grind, bullshit mentality. If you want to hustle and grind, now I'm a business owner. Business owners are going to understand this. Anybody who's in any kind of a driven career is going to understand this. Military, law, medical, court, whatever, whatever. Anybody can feel this way, right? When you love your job, you're naturally going to want to hustle. When you love your job, you're naturally going to want to work for it. When you love something, you're naturally going to want to pour into it. It doesn't matter if it's your job or your career or your kids or your whatever. And that's not a bad thing. It's not bad to love the hustle. It's not bad to love to pour into other people. It's not bad to love to invest your time and energy into things outside of yourselves. But are you sacrificing yourself constantly and consistently in order to do that? Or are you doing it because your cup is full and you really love yourself and you really are pouring into yourself and you are prioritized and you're taking care of yourself, and then you are pouring that overflow into the things that you love? Just start thinking about your life as, is it a win-lose situation? Am I losing in order to do that? And do I think they're losing if I take care of me? Start bringing awareness to your perception of this idea of selfish and lazy, and start understanding that self-care and doing things that feel really good to you and living a life that feels really good to you and is really good for you starts with your perception of these things. So what is your understanding of self-care? This is my challenge for you this week. What is your understanding of self-care? What is your understanding of living a life in accordance with your values? What is your perception of living a life that feels good to you, that feels good for you? Do you have a belief that you need to wait until you've sacrificed a certain amount before you deserve to feel good in your day-to-day routine now? Do you feel like you have to sacrifice a certain amount before you deserve to live your life how you want to be living it? Do you feel like you have to give, 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 and lose, 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 lose for other people to win because that is what it means to be a good person? What are your beliefs and your perceptions in these areas? You've got one life. I've got one life. We've all got one lifetime in this human body, this human experience, with these tools, this body, these talents, these values. We've got one shot at this.
and any of us could get a diagnosis or get hit by a bus at any point. Shit can happen. Are you waiting, for whatever reason, to start taking better care of yourself and to start living your life how you want to live it? And what are you waiting for? If you believe to your core that you're a bad person, if you set boundaries, if you take care of yourself, if you say no to your kid, if you say no to a partner, if you put yourself and your passions and your hobbies and how you want to live, if you feel bad for putting yourself first in your life, we've got an area of opportunity for some boundaries. We've got an area of opportunity for some work. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. We all have areas of opportunity for improvement, myself included. That'll never end. Anybody who says that they're done improving, you shouldn't listen to them. Nobody's ever done learning. Nobody's ever done experiencing things. Nobody's ever done working on themselves. I've still got a lot to learn in this area, you know? But between my personal experiences, my academics, my professional experience of working with so many people who have struggled with work-life balance and burnout, I can tell you the work that needs to be done here, the start of the work in this area is our perception of ourselves, our perception of work, our perception of self-care, our perception of living in accordance with our values, our perception of what it means to be a quote-unquote good person. There's a lot that has to happen in the inner belief system to start changing circumstances so that we then create a life that feels really good for us. We are creating our reality. Shift your focus away from the relationship. Shift your focus away from the money. Shift your focus away from your lack of time. Shift your focus away from the things that you feel like you don't have and all of the excuses and reasons why you can't have a life that feels really good because you don't have this, 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 and this. Or you have this, 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 and this circumstance and excuse to not have a life that feels good. And start shifting your perspective into, I want to feel really fucking good. I don't know what my purpose is here on earth. Maybe I'll never fully know. Maybe I don't know. I don't know what my purpose is. I'm not entirely sure, but I know I don't feel really good in my life right now. I know I'm burned out. I know I'm tired. I know I'm sacrificing everything. I know I've been focusing too much on the things that I don't have. And I know I've been chasing and chasing and chasing and hustling and hustling and doing and doing. And I don't want to live my life that way anymore. So how can I start today making tiny, teeny, tiny little different choices, tweaks to my perception of things, which will translate to tweaks to my habits and hobbies and how I'm showing up in my life, to start feeling a whole lot better today? Not after the circumstances change, not after I have the relationship, not after I have the dream job, not after I have the money. What can I do today to start shifting my perspective a little bit so that I can start showing up in my life a little bit differently so that I can start creating a life that feels really good for me and for me and to me today? Because everybody else gets the benefit. Everybody else wins when I win. You do not have to live your life for other people in order to be a good person. Trust me on that one. You do not have to sacrifice everything to be a good person. You do not have to lose to make sure everybody else wins to be a good person. You get to pour into yourself. You get to prioritize yourself. That is the healthiest example that you could set. But if you lean into it and you keep going with this work and you keep leaning into a new story about what it means to be a good person, what self-care means, what it means to be relaxed, what it means to feel good, what it means to speak your mind and live in accordance with your values and stand up for what you believe in, the more you lean into changing the story around that, the better and better and better you're going to feel, the better and better and better it's going to get. Not going to say it's all going to be sunshine and roses and easy, because it's fucking not. It's not easy to stand up for what you believe in. It's not easy to set boundaries. It's not easy to change your life, but it is worth it. It is worth it. And when you're actually pouring from a full cup, when you're pouring from overflow, when you're doing good work, because you have set yourself up to be in a position to actually do good work, the impact is much greater. The impact is much greater. The repercussions are much more positive. You actually are in a position to make a real difference at that point. But you've got to start putting yourself first. You've got to start prioritizing yourself. You've got to start pouring into yourself. You are not a bad person for wanting to be happy and healthy. You are not a bad person for wanting more money. You are not a bad person for wanting to ride off into the sunset with your person. You are not a bad person for wanting to change your career. You are not a bad person for not wanting to run that business anymore. You are not a bad person for not wanting to sell your soul to a job anymore. You are not a bad person for wanting to focus more on yourself and the life that brings you joy. You are not a bad person for wanting to be a better person for yourself and for your family. You are not a bad person. You are not selfish and you are not lazy. You do get to start making different decisions that are what's best for you, because this is your life and you got one shot. Make the most of it. That's all I've got for today. I know this was a pretty heavy episode, but this is what was on my mind this week. So that's what we went with. I love you so much. Go think about this stuff, journal on this stuff. If you're interested in working together and unpacking some of this stuff together, check the show notes. I have links down there on ways to connect further outside of the podcast. And I will see you next week. I love you so much.